Good morning and welcome to English Experience Podcast. How are you, Leo, today?
Very good, and you?
Very well. Well, you know, Leo is my student,
yes.
And I am Analia, his teacher. How are you doing this week?
Very good.
¿Cómo está esta semana?
Yeah, muy bien. Very good.
Okay.
Really nice week. A lot of things to do.
Muchas cosas.
So
eso.
I'm
very busy.
Yes.
Muy ocupado.
And this moment's like a break for me.
Yeah.
It's like a recreo.
The break. Yeah. Yes, of course. It is, for sure. Por supuesto que lo es. Okay, today we're going to go on with our historical lessons or stories. Vamos a ir con nuestros cuentos, tales or stories. But in this case, it's historical. Historical porque es histórica, okay?
Okay, es un hecho histórico.
Yes. I would like to know. If you know, or if you remember, si te acordás, Henry VIII, de Enrique VIII.
I remember his face.
Su cara. Have you met him? ¿Lo conociste? Oh, my.
No, because
no.
Of the movie.
You're really old. Highlander.
I'm a survivor.
He's a survivor. He's a superviviente. My God.
No, it was a joke. I only remember about him that I think... He married like 6 times.
Yeah, he had many, many wives. Tuvo varias esposas, unas cuantas. ¿Eh? Yes, yes.
So hard to handle that.
Es difícil de manejar. Handle es manejar, porque hand es mano y manejar viene de mano también. Yes, of course, handle. Very good word. Muy buena palabra you used.
I studied.
Yeah, está estudiando, Leo. He's studying. I can tell. ¿Eh? Lo noto, lo puedo notar. Okay, so, yes. He was the king with many wives.
Yes.
Okay, sí, es verdad. Fue el rey con varias esposas. But beyond that, más allá de eso, what do you know about Henry VIII? ¿Qué más sabes de Enrique VIII?
That he's a Tudor.
He's a Tudor, okay. de la dinastía Tudor, the Tudor dynasty. Very good. What else?
I don't know.
Okay, not
you
much.
You have to tell me more.
Okay, I'm going to tell you more.
It's your turn.
It's my turn. Es mi turno. I'm going to tell you more. Well... do you remember the physical description about Henry VIII? ¿Cuál es la descripción física que se te viene a la mente de Henry VIII?
I remember like a huge...
Enorme, fat.
Yes.
We shall see. Veremos. Okay. Henry VIII, who came to the English throne in 1509, was very different to the overweight, el obeso, wife-killing tyrant, el matador de esposas, el tirano matador de esposas, of popular imagination, del imaginario popular.
Oh.
He was a handsome and athletic young prince. Era un joven príncipe. Handsome es apuesto, buen mozo, and athletic, atlético. Okay. He enjoyed sports, gustaban los deportes, hunting, la casa. Okay, casa con Z,
claro,
of course.
The house.
Yes, no la casa, su casa.
Home.
He was also intelligent and cultured. Era muy cultivado y muy inteligente, culto. Speaking many languages.
Wow.
Writing poetry, escribía poesía, poetry, and composing music. Y componía música.
Oh.
Henry VIII's major ambition as king, su mayor ambición como rey, was to recover England's claim to rule France. Recuperar el reclamo de que Inglaterra pudiera rule, es manejar, gobernar Francia. Having allied with Spain and the Holy Roman Empire, ¿con quién se alió, Leo?
Con el Imperio Romano.
Y con
España.
Spain,
of
very
course.
Good. Henry invadió France. In 1513. ¿Qué año es este, Leo?
13. O sea, 1513.
Very good, excellent. En general, los años se leen de a dos números. 1513, a menos que sea 1506, como dije. 1506,
yes.
For example.
It's better to understand.
Yeah, es mejor saberlo, okay? y entenderlo. Okay, having allied with Spain and the Holy Roman Empire, Henry invaded France, winning a minor victory at the Battle of the Spurs. Ganando una victoria menor, es decir, ganó una batalla, pero no la guerra, not the war. Okay. During this campaign, King James IV of Scotland, el rey James IV de Escocia, took the opportunity to invade England. Tomó la oportunidad e invadió Inglaterra. his army was soundly beaten at the Battle of Flodden by an English army under the command of Henry VIII's wife, Catherine, que era Catarina de Aragón, in that moment. Henry's ambition to rule France was derailed in 1516.
What is derailed?
Derailed fue descarrilada, es decir, como
oh,
que...
Oh, like a train that...
derailed, claro, que se sale del rail, de carril. In 1516, es decir, su ambición de gobernar Francia fue descarrilada en 1516, when Francis I became king of France, cuando Francis el primero se convirtió en rey de Francia. Yeah. Henry VIII was persuaded to make peace with France, y fue persuadido de... Yeah. Firmar la paz con Francia. Henry VIII met his great rival Francis I at a magnificent celebration of Anglo-French peace known as the Field of the Cloth of Gold. A 2 weeks carnival of drinking, feasting, wow, and tournaments. Celebraron esa firma que se llamó the Cloth of Gold, es como el manto de oro. La firma de la paz anglo-francesa.
Claro, lo bien que la pasaron entonces cuando lo celebraron.
Drinking, feasting, o sea, bebiendo. Bueno. Un gran festín. Festín, claro, es un
banquete.
Un banquete,
eso.
Ay, bien, very good. A feast es un banquete. And tournaments. Y torneo de deportes, bueno, y juegos.
He
and
likes
games.
Sports.
Yeah, he really likes sports. So, he liked sports, sorry. Yes. Le gustaban. Okay, so... You know that Henry VIII is a very interesting yes, character, personage of English history. If you want, next class we will go on with his story.
Yes.
Okay.
I love it.
Okay, about his wives, sobre sus esposas. Okay.
Let's see.
I hope you have enjoyed the lesson.
Yes, I love story. Okay. I love to learn more about story.
A very interesting history. Yes. Okay, well, see you all soon on our next podcast, okay? And follow us in our social media, please. Goodbye.
Bye.